This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking a question. How should we wait on God? Recently, we've been strengthening ourselves spiritually, recognizing that sometimes we need to go deeper in order to go higher. And we've explored those things that we can do, and then we've talked about those times when the next move belongs to God and only God. And sometimes waiting on God can feel like an eternity, which will in turn prompt us to want to take matters into our own hands. So the question is, if we must wait on God, then how should we wait on Him? One word, patiently. Patiently doesn't mean passively, but it means that we should resist the urge to take the outcome out of God's hands and into our own. And this is exactly the decision that David had to make. So we know how jealous King Saul was of David. And in fact, he kept David on the run for years because Saul was trying to kill him. And then one day, Saul walked into a cave where David and his men were hiding. In that moment, David's initial reaction was he became weak and he stepped forward to take Saul's life. Imagine running for years from a person who is trying to cause you harm, and now you have the chance to cause them harm. But David quickly caught himself and resisted the urge to kill Saul. He made the faithful decision not to take the outcome out of God's hands and into his own. So is there a situation in your life where you've been demonstrating patience, but you are now growing weary? If so, hold on to these words, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, wait on God patiently.